All participants are now in listen-only mode.
Hello, everyone. I'd like to call a meeting to order. If we could all can we have a moment of silence? Let's pray and hope that all our first responders, law enforcement, military come home safe, and let's hope and pray that we get through this crisis real soon. Thank you. And we have the salute to the flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The notice of this meeting pursuant to the Open Public Meetings Act, MJSA 10:4-10, has been complied with and shall be entered into the minutes of this meeting.
Roll call.
Freeholder Armwood. Freeholder Ascona-Barber. Freeholder Kenny.
Here.
Freeholder Koppel.
Here.
Freeholder Nara.
Here.
Freeholder Tamaro?
Here.
Freeholder Director Rios?
Here.
Freeholder Armwood? Freeholder Ascona-Barber?
We have a quorum?
Yes.
Minutes for approval.
Board of Chosen Freeholders regular meeting, March 6, 2020 at 7 o'clock p.m.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Freeholder Tamaro, second by Freeholder Koppel. Roll call.
Freeholder Penny?
Yes.
Freeholder Koppel?
Yes.
Freeholder Nara?
Yes.
Freeholder Tamaro?
Yes.
Freeholder Director Rios?
Yes. Amy, you might want to try see if ask if Armwood and Ascona-Barber are back on.
Are Freeholder Armwood or Ascona-Barber present?
Clarice here. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Minutes for approval?
Clary, there was a motion for minutes for approval for the March 5th meeting, and the other freeholders, excluding yourself and Armwood, were disconnected for a moment. Are you in? There was a motion to approve and second.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Mr. Kelso, any resolutions to be added, amended, held, or voided?
There are none.
Okay, at this time, I open up the meeting to the public for discussion. And before I start this, let me say this. Before we get tonight's meeting, and obviously we went a few steps, but I'd like to say thank you to my fellow freeholders and members of our county leadership team and staff for the round-the-clock work. And when I say round-the-clock, it has been round-the-clock work. And that you have been doing as it relates to this COVID-19 outbreak. This is an unprecedented event that has impacted every facet of our lives, and I can't stress enough how proud I am to be from and leading Middlesex County. We have a dedicated, talented team here that has done a tremendous job. These are uncharted waters that none of us have ever experienced or ever thought that would be so impactful. If any members of the public have concerns about COVID-19 We have set up a page on our website, which you can find at middlesexcountynj.gov/COVID-19. It gives you general information about the disease, symptoms to look for, and has an abundance of links to state CDC resources. You can also call the state's hotline at 800-222-1222. I'll repeat that again. 800-222-1222. Regarding tonight's meeting, members of the public on this call will have the ability to comment on resolutions listed on the agenda when we call upon you. At the end of this meeting, I will provide the public with a phone number and email address so you can inquire or comment on any county matters. So, at this point, I open up the meeting to the public on discussion on any resolutions listed on this agenda. So if anyone's requests to be heard on resolutions listed, please state your name and address, and you have 5 minutes.
All participants are now in interactive talk mode.
Yes, hi, it's Charlie Cradiville from New Brunswick. I'd like to speak.
Okay. Mr. Cradiville?
Yes. Good evening, Mr. Director, members of the board. I'm calling to comment on Resolution 20-438R, which is the county's response to the pandemic. And I wanted to ask if somebody could tell me what type of equipment it is that you're purchasing, and if there's any quantities or costs that you can share.
Don Palomina or Ann?
This is Ann Hartwick. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. We are currently purchasing mostly personal protective equipment for the staff. The first responders over at emergency management, gloves, gowns, masks, respirators, things like that. Regarding larger equipment, we did purchase some tenting for in the event that we need to set up any type of mobile response or mobile stations with regards to the virus. But other than that, there hasn't been any very large dollar amount purchases.
Bureau Director, this is John Palomina.
Yes.
Again, the purpose of this declaration was to allow the county to accelerate the need for any purchases in the future without following the normal procurement process. So it allows us, as we identify areas of either products and services required or depletion of those, we can go to market quickly on that. Also, we are tracking all of those expenses, obviously, to make sure that in the event that there is covered by FEMA, that we will pursue that at the end of this event as well.
Thank you for the responses. I just want to, with the balance of my time, state that I believe this board has effectively used this crisis to stifle and suppress the public's ability to comment at your meeting.
Mr. Cradiville,
right on cue, you're jumping in to do exactly that. I have my right to speak, sir.
Do you have any other resolutions that you want
to... Right, and the point I'm trying to make is that your normal meetings, you allow the public to comment on matters that are general, anything that's about the county. And I'm suggesting that you're using this public health crisis to limit the public's ability to give comments, which is our right. And I'm opposing that and saying that you should be ashamed of yourself for doing that. In this moment of crisis, you should be maintaining the same...
All participants are now in listen-only mode. All participants are now in interactive talk mode.
Can anyone hear me?
Yes.
Okay, Director.
Is there a motion
yes.
to close the public portion?
Motion to close.
Second.
Motion to close by Fielder Camaro, seconded by Fielder Topol. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Okay.
Why won't you have public comment? Why won't you allow it?
Okay. Before we adjourn, I am going. I'm sorry. We need a motion to Mr. Kelso. Can we have the resolution to adopt the consent agenda?
Allow public comment. We have a right to speak.
A motion is in order to adopt the consent agenda consisting of resolution numbers 20-406 through 20-476.
Motion to adopt the consent agenda as presented.
Mr. Kelso, you know this is an illegal meeting.
Second.
Motion to approve the consent agenda by Fielder Tamaro, seconded by Fielder Topol. Roll call.
Fielder Armwood?
Yes.
Fielder Ascona Barber?
Yes.
Fielder Kenny?
Yes.
Fielder Topol?
Let us speak. Why
yes.
won't you let us speak?
Fielder
we have
Nair?
A right to speak.
All participants are now in listen-only mode.
Yes, from Tamaro.
Yes, from Nara.
Amy?
Fielder Director Rios.
Yes. Okay. And before we adjourn, I would just like to say a few comments here. I'd like to thank the public for joining us in this call. And because of this unique format of this meeting, comments on the public for items not listed on the agenda will not take place on this call. Instead, I will ask that you provide those comments either to an email address or phone number that I will give you.
and someone from our team will respond to your inquiry in a timely fashion. The email address is comments@co.middlesex.nj.us. Again, that email is comments@co.middlesex.nj.us. And the telephone number is 732-745-3020. Again, 732-745-3020. Again, folks, this is a difficult time that we're all going through, and I know people get anxious and concerned, but we can't panic. We have to assure the public that Middlesex County is operational. We've been functioning, and we will continue to do that, and we will get through this crisis. At this time, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Second.
Motion adjourned by Fielder Narrow, seconded by Fielder Koppel. Roll call.
Freeholder Armwood.
Charlie Kenny's a yes.
Armwood, yes.
Fielder Espona Barber. Fielder Kenny.
Yes.
Fielder Koppel.
Yes.
Fielder Nara.
Yes.
Fielder Tamara.
Yes.
Fielder Director Rios.
Yes.
Fielder Espona Barber.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Meeting adjourned. Thank you all.